സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരമ്പരാം. ഓം. പേജ് 27 വേഴ്സ് 23. ദേഹോഹമിത്യയം മൂഢഃ ധൃത്വാ തിഷ്ഠത്യഹോ ജനഃ മമായമിത്യപി ജ്ഞാത്വാ ഘടദ്രഷ്ടേവ സർവദാ. ഫ്രം 17th ശ്ലോക ഓൺവേർഡ്സ് അപ് ടു 21st ശ്ലോക ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ഡിഡ് എ കമ്പാരിറ്റീവ് സ്റ്റഡി ബിട്വീൻ ആത്മ ആൻഡ് അനാത്മ. ദെൻ 22nd വേഴ്സ് he presented the nature of atma as self effulgent, self luminous, jyotishamapi tad jyotihi. It is saying that atma is chit principle, chaitanyam, the consciousness principle. Having said that, in 23rd verse Shankaracharya tells that how people are so unintelligent. The person is one who is moodaha, dull-witted person, moodaha janaha, a person who is deluded, moodaha. How he takes himself ഘടദ്രഷ്ടാ ഇവ സർവദാ. ഘടദ്രഷ്ട, ദ നോവർ ഓഫ് ദ പോട്ട്, ദ സീയർ ഓഫ് ദ പോട്ട് നോസ് വെരി ക്ലിയർലി, ഐ എം ദ സീയർ ഓഫ് ദ പോട്ട്, നോവർ ഓഫ് ദ പോട്ട്, ഒബ്സർവർ ഓഫ് ദ പോട്ട്, ഐ എം ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഫ്രം ദ പോട്ട്. ദിസ് ഈസ് വെരി ക്ലിയർ ഫോർ എവരി വൺ. What I experience is different from me. The observed object is different from the observer. The experienced object is different from the experiencer, I. The known object is different from the knower, I. Mama ayam iti api gnatva. Second line, mamayam ityapi gnatva. This pot is mine, mama ayam, mamayam. This pot is mine, this house is mine, this car is mine, mama ayam. Iti gnatva api, having known thus, mamayam, these are mine, this belongs to me. I am not that. Having known thus, how this person can say aham dehaha, mama dehaha? He has to say, he has to know that way, my body, just as my pot, my house, my car, my book, my pen. Similarly, one has to say what? My body. What is mine is not me. What is mine is not me. I am not that. Very simple. With regard to external objects, everyone is wise. With regard to external objects like house, car, other possessions, everyone is wise. They belong to me. I am not that. Very clear. Everyone is wise. But when it comes to one's own body, my body, they say, but they identify with the body. They identify with the body, they become one with the body, they associate with the body, they attach to the body, and taking that all defects of the body, mind as their own. How this is happening? Happening. Shankaracharya is asking, how is it possible? Mamayam api iti jnatva. Body also he should say what? Mama dehaha. This is my body. Car is having lot of problems. My car. Car problems are not my problems. House is also leaking. So many cracks are there. House has got so many problems. It has to be repaired. But those problems are not my problems. Similarly, body also has got so many problems. Vyadhi, jara, marana, problems. Mind also has got so many problems. Raga, dvesha, kama. So many disturbances in the mind emotionally. So my mind, my body, their problems belong to them only, not me. We have to understand. But person is not knowing that. Because of oneness, thinking, this is called wrong understanding. Once the scale, the measurement is wrong, all measurements go wrong. Once the measurement is wrong, the scale measurement is wrong, nowhere measurement can be correct if it is wrong measurement. So always it gives wrong measurements only. Similarly, our basic understanding about ourselves, it's a wrong notion, misconception we are having, that is the cause for sorrow or suffering. Therefore, first line you see, aham, I am dehaha, ahamasmi, moodaha, janaha, ahona. What a great pity. Great pity this is. I am pity of them, those deluded people. Here, one person he is only addressing. Janaha, moodha janaha. Moodaha janaha means dull-witted person. Aham dehaha, I am dehaha, aham asmi, this body I am. This body when you say, that this you say, whatever is this, it is not me. See the contradiction. Once I say, this book, this pen, this clip, this mic, this desk, this is not me. That is why I say this. I am. Saying this, dehaha, I am dehaha, this body has got problems. But immediately converting that word into, I have problem. Knee joint has got pain. Knee is knee, Tamil knee. Okay, knee is not now. So after a certain age, it says, I am there, I am there. So, every organ of the body has its own defects, problem. I have pain. Once you use the word, we have to think, I have pain. So, we are mixing with the body. Once you use the words, nothing wrong. But mentally, if you take it as yourself, really, then the problem is magnified. If you use the words, nothing wrong. My leg is paining. My leg is not me. So leg is having some problem. Or stomach ache. Or back ache. These are all things come to people. So, that body is having. Use the words, but never take them too close to you, by taking so close, attached to those pain, problems, what will happen? My pain will be magnified. I see small thing also, small pain also, in a big, you know, not in microscope, telescope I see, you know. Far distant things also appear so big. Zoom lens they call, no? Zoom lens. Binocular. Binocular. Small distant things also appear very close. So I see all body, mind, emotional problems in binocular. So then they appear so maximum size. One joke. What is the mom above, mom below, enna maximum minimum na. Mini mom, maxi mom na. Mini mom, minimum. Maxi mom, maximum. So we make it so maximum, you know. Maximum means what? Zooming, matter. Maxi, maximum na. So mind is having some always boomerang, that is called boomerang. Thinking, go on and on and on, thinking non-stop. No switch, air switch also, we don't know how to switch off. That thought continuously on and on and on. And the recorder, you know, same chip in recorder. Olden days, the black recorder player, I told you, you know, once. And the black card player, one is a pointer, is so, becomes so rough, no? So hard. Then it stops there itself and the same thing repeats. No? Gramophone record, madre. We are also like that. No? If a headache comes, go on and on telling other headache. Today I have got headache, today I have got headache. I have got headache. Headache gone. Morning I have got headache, morning I have got headache. Next day also, yesterday I have got headache, yesterday I have got headache. After 2 days, 2 days back I have got headache. Like this, just for example I am telling headache. Like this we go on and on repeating our problems which are already happened long ago. That is the weakness of the mind. Mind enjoys some, you know, coziness. Once it is pity of itself, mind is always pity of itself. But somebody is pity of me, so nice that is. So don't allow that mind, don't encourage such a mind. Aham deha ha iti gnatva api, mamayam iti gnatva api, says what? Aham deha ha abhimana. How do you know there is abhimana? Lot of incidents when we come across, at that time itself, what the way we respond. We respond, that itself shows how much abhimana we have got. What is the proof that you have got abhimana? Deha abhimana, mana abhimana, griha abhimana, possessions abhimana. When the situations comes, the way you talk, the way you respond, itself is a indicator, proof, how much attachment we have got. That itself is an indicator. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now, 24th shloka. Shankaracharya entering into a different topic, that is Jnanam description, from 24 to 28. 5 shlokas. Jnanam topic. Brahmaivaham samashantah. Brahmaivaham samashantah. Satchidananda lakshanah. Naham deho hyasadrupah. Jnanamityuchyate budhaihi. Jnanamityuchyate budhaihi. these five slokas we can take for Nididhyasana purpose. Nididhyasana slokas. For Nididhyasana they are very useful. First you chant along with the book. After some time by heart, Pashyan Srunvan Sprushan Vigrahan, while walking anywhere you can recollect these slokas. Aham Brahma Eva. So what is Jnanam? In the second line, second half, these five slokas, the same words Shankaracharya use. What is Jnanam? This understanding is called Jnanam. Jnanam iti ucchate. This understanding is called Jnanam. Who says, said by whom? Bhudaihi. Wise people. It is said by wise people. This understanding is called Jnanam. Knowledge. What do you mean by this understanding? We have to read the first line, second line, first half. All these five verses, first line and second line, first half, the one and half line is known as Jnanam. Said by wise people. What are they? One by one we have to understand. This is called knowledge. This is called knowledge. Aham Brahma Eva. This is called knowledge. Aham Brahma Eva. I am Brahman alone. Who am I? I am Brahman alone. Remember being. I am Brahman. The existence. Infinite. Naturally sentient. Consciousness principle. Governing the entire material universe. That is my real nature. That's what Shankaracharya also saying. Aham Brahma Eva. I am infinite Brahman only. What type of Brahman I am? You have to supply Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi. Number one. You can write one point like Aham Brahma Asmi. This is knowledge point number one. Then next point for knowledge. If you have knowledge, is your understanding? Aham Samaha Asmi. Samaha means here, I am uniform, equanimous. This is the literal meaning. Samaha means. Samam Sarveshu Bhuteshu. Lord Krishna also says, Samaha means I am non-variable. Literal meaning is, I am equanimous, I am uniform, I am same, Aham Brahma, same. But you have to see the implied meaning in that. Dictionary meaning is not the point there. Samaha means, I am non-variable in all variable bodies. I am non-variable Brahman in all variable bodies. 84 lakhs of species. 84 lakhs of species are having one non-variable consciousness existence principle. That is the meaning. Samaha means non-variable. Not only that, Aham Shantaha Asmi. I am tranquil. Shantaha. Shantam Shivam Advaitam Chaturtham Manyante Sa Atma Sa Vigneyaha. Mandukya Upanishad. Shantaha. So relative peace gives absolute peace understanding. Relative peace comes because of Shastra study. Once I sit in the class, I am so calm, so quiet, so pleasant. This relative peace you learn to enjoy, 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 and you want this peace to be permanent. And you work for this bit bit piece, every class bit pieces of, you know, this piece, not pieces, piece, bits, what you are enjoying, you want to make it permanent. And you start working for that, how to make it permanent. Then you understand, I cannot make this piece permanent. I have to recognize, I am Shantaha. I am of the nature of peace. This coming going peace is not my real peace. I am ever tranquil. People not knowing this, they are of the nature of tranquility. People are taking tranquilizers. To be peaceful, relaxed, they are using tranquilizers. Shastra says, you are of the nature of tranquility. You don't require any tranquilizers to be tranquil. You don't consume, you need not consume any tranquilizers to be tranquil. On the other hand, you are the tranquility. You are of the nature of tranquility. Therefore, understand this. Shantaha ahamasmi. So, Brahma Shantaha, you should not say. Ahamasmi Brahma, ahamasmi, aham Shantaha asmi, aham Samaha asmi. Now, this is the puja, Jnana Yajna. Care of 4th chapter. This is called Jnana Yajna. Not only that, Satchit Ananda Lakshanaha. I am of the nature of Sat, pure existence. Chit, I am of the nature of Lakshanaha, means nature. My nature is Chit, consciousness principle. I am awareness, consciousness, being. Being is that existence, consciousness, Satchit, Ananda Lakshanaha, free from, Ananda means free from all wants and desires, free from all wants and desires, therefore I am Anandaha, Anando Brahmeti Vyajanat. Anandam Brahma Ahamasmi, Brahma Ahamasmi, Anandam. Because I am not lacking anything, I am not missing anything. Aham Purnaha Asmi. Remember that Vedanta is on your fingertips. Do you remember that? Vedanta is on our fingertips. I am not Sthula Sariram, Sukshma Sariram, Karana Sariram. I, the Jivatma, am none other than Paramatma, Purnaha, Adi Antarahitaha. Then the circle comes, Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikya Jnanam. Where is beginning? Where is end? No beginning. Adi Antarahitaha. What is our orientation? Paramatma became Jivatma. People think like that. Paramatma became Jivatma. Paramatma can never become Jivatma. It is impossible. Paramatma thinking, Paramatma wrongly thinking as Jivatma. Change that wrong thinking into right thinking. Paramatma became Jivatma is wrong. Paramatma is thinking wrongly, I am Jivatma. Now what is right thinking? I, the Jivatma, am none other than Paramatma. When? Now also. Here itself. I am Paramatma only. Just cognitive change. Change your cognition. Change your thinking pattern. Lakshanaha, Satchidananda Lakshanaha. Who am I? I am Satchidananda. Then what I am not? First, what I am? Now what I am not also we should know. Aham dehaha na asmi. Asadrupaha dehaha aham na. I am not this non-existent body. Asadrupaha means which doesn't have existence of its own. Asat means mithya ityarthah. Seemingly existent body. Apparent, seeming, as though. It is not paramarthika satyam, it is vyavaharika satyam. Don't take this body as absolutely real. This is only relative reality. Asadrupaha mithya dehaha aham na asmi. Sanmatrah karanopasamharanato yo bhusushuptah puman. If I am body, I remember body, this body only in Jagrat avastha. I have two more avasthas where I don't experience this body. What are those two avasthas? Dream and sleep. When I go to sleep, that is why when I go to sleep I am very happy, you know. So nice it is. Very natural. When I wake up, all problems, struggles start. You know. That is why you see water struggles to become ice. Water struggles to become ice. That's why you have to keep in deep freezer water. Pavam. The water, it becomes like a cubes, ice cubes. It becomes so hard. It is ice cube status of water is not natural. It is born out of a condition. But when it is melting, you need not do anything. You need not put any condition. Just leave it outside. It will become naturally. Naturally it becomes water. So water, to be as water, it is so comfortable for water. Water to be as water, it is so comfortable to water because it is intrinsic nature. Then to become hot, you have to keep water on the stove. Then it boils. There is struggle. Again to become an ice cube, struggle. Similarly, we also, to be as Brahman I am, naturally, intrinsically, I am comfortable. But to be as a mother, father, all these roles, there is a struggle, there is a pain. Let's say, what am I? I am Brahman, that's all. No pain, no struggle, intrinsic nature, my nature. But to be as a mother, to be as a father, how much struggle? No? That to be do good mother, good father, again, good parent, you have to work a lot. To be as you are, you need not do anything. Simple. Very, very simple. That is the, let's say, immortality. Immortality is my nature. I don't like mortality. That is not my nature. Mortality, maranam, mrityu is unnatural. Mortality we don't like. Immortality we work for. I want immortality. Therefore, aham asadrupaha dehaha na asmi. This understanding, jnanamiti ucchate budhaihi. This understanding is called as jnanam. Next shloka, continuation. Nirvikaro nirakaraham nirabhyoham avyayaham naham deho yasadrupaham jnanam ityuchyate budhaihi. Very simple, you can understand. So, what is world, what is mind, what is body? If you say, What is world, if you ask, suppose? Shastra says, world is nothing but your ajnanam converted into world. Your ajnanam converted into world. World is equal to ajnanam. Converted ajnanam is called world. That what you are experiencing, what you are seeing, you are giving reality. Then what about your body? Body also converted ajnanam is called body. What about mind? Mind also converted ajnanam is called mind. Ajnanam alone appearing in a different form, different vesha. Our own ajnanam, our own self-ignorance appearing as the universe. Nammave mudiyala. Our own ignorance appearing as a solid, tangible universe. Our own self-ignorance tangibly appearing as a body, your own body. Our own self-ignorance is converted or tangibly experienced as mind. That self-ignorance goes away, knowledge comes. In the place of ignorance, world disappears, body disappears, mind disappears. If world, body, mind disappears, I won't come to the class. Shastra says, don't take literally, disappearance means, if you replace ignorance by knowledge, world disappear means you remove the reality from the world. World is a word. Vacharambhanam vikaro namadeyam. Ajnana vikarameva jagat. You understand only there is a jagat. There is no real jagat. It is only an appearance. As it is, rasgulla taste is rasgulla. Taste gulab jam is gulab jam. After you understand the world is mithya also, it is as it is. Nothing is going to disappear totally. Body is also as it is with all its defects. Okay. It is not going to change. Even mind also. But you look at all these three, they are only vyavaharika satyam. That is called a disappearance. That is called a disappearance, not real disappearance. Don't afraid of it. Okay. Okay. Now see, what is this jnanam? Aham Brahma Asmi. What type of Brahman I am? Further, in the previous sloka he said, Sachidananda Lakshanaha Samaha Shantaha Brahma Ahamasmi. Not only that, see my glory. Nirvikaraha Aham Shadvikara Rahitaha. I am modificationless. I am modificationless. The coronary is, you have to see, when I say Aham Brahma Samaha Shantaha Sachidananda Lakshanaha, Aham Asadrupaha Dehaha Nasmi, that means Dehaha Samahana Asamaha, Dehaha Shantahana Ashantaha, Dehaha Satna Sehaha Asat, Chit Na Jadam, Anandaha Na Dukham. All opposites you have to see in the body. It is your corollary, homework. You have to do that work. Now, nirvikaraha aham brahma asmi. Then, dehaha savikaraha. Vikaramo vikaram. How many modifications? Asti jayate vardhate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, all shadvikaras are there. So, that you have to do homework. Nirvikaraha aham brahma asmi, dehaha savikaraha. Shariram Svabhavam. Shiryamanam Svabhavam. Therefore it is called Shariram. It is changing all the time. You know, the teacher also changing, Shishya also changing. But that change won't appear outside. Going on. Nirakaraha Dehaha Sakaraha Aham Brahma Nirakaraha, formless. Akara means form. Nirakara means nirgataha, akaraha, yasmat. Free from form. If there is a form, the shape go on changing, no? Deformed, will be deformed. But formless aham nirakaraha. Aham brahma niravajyaha. Aham brahma, we have to add every visheshanam. Nirvikaraha, nirakaraha. Aham niravajyaha. Avajyaha means dosha. Niravajya means nirdosha. Free from all demerits. Free from all defects. Sula sarira has got vyadhi jara marana defects. Sushma sarira, pranamaya kosha has got hunger, thirst defect. Manomaya kosha has got umpteen defects. Vijnanamaya kosha, limitation or limitation. I don't know this, I don't know that, I don't know this, I don't know that. This is called avadhyaha, dosha. Limitation itself is a dosha. Karana sariram has got ajnanam, avidya, dosha. Three sarirams have got a dosha. But I, the atma, am niravadhyaha, free from doshas. Aham brahma avyayaha. Avyayaha means apakshaya rahitaha. Vaya means declension, decaying. Avyayaha means I am of the nature of non-decaying. Each part of the body decaying. But I, the atma, never decays. Vaya rahitaha. Avyayaha. Therefore, aham asadrupaha deham na asmi. Iti jnanam ucchate budhaihi. By the wise people, this understanding is called jnanam or knowledge. This understanding, what? Aham nirakaraha, nirvikaraha, niravajyaha, avyayaha, iti jnanam alone is called jnanam. Budaihi ucchate. Next. Niramayo nirabhasah. Nirvikalpohamatatah. Naham deho hyasadrupah. Jnanamityuchyate budhaihi. Niramayaha ahamasmi. Amayaha means disease. How many diseases are there? So many diseases. So many species, so many diseases. Disease means when I am not at ease is called disease. When I am not at ease, not comfortable, called disease. I, the pure Brahman, am free from disease. I am ever at ease. I am ever at ease. I don't have disease. Who is having disease? Body is having disease. So that is why after a certain age, people used to get this problem or that problem. BP, diabetes, so many things, asthma, rheumatoid arthritis, so many things. Adu per sonnale bhayam. Endha noy varumo, eppo varumo anna. Noy illada vaazhkaikaga, how many people are struggling in that? Why this Yadhi comes in? Why Bhagavan kept like this? Bhagavan didn't kept. You asked. Because of our karma phalam, Yadhi comes. So, niramayaha, I am free from disease. I am not subject to get any disease. Body is subject to get a disease. Therefore, you have to treat the body. So treatment is required for whom? Body. Mind also has got lot of disease, you know. Raga dvesha itself is a disease. Ajnana itself is a disease. So it requires some treatment. Psychiatrists. Okay. Nirabhasaha. Nirabhasaha means unobjectifiable. Unobjectifiable. Unknowable. Abhasaha means, see, for example, dark room to illumine, sun, the mirror cannot directly illumine the dark room. Mirror needs sunlight to illumine the dark room. Mirror cannot illumine the dark room directly. Similarly, body and mind cannot function independently because they are jadam. They can function, they can move only through the Chetanam Brahma. So the reflected consciousness is required for this body-mind complex. To know the Atma, you don't require any reflection. To see your face, you read a mirror to see your reflected face. But to know the original face you have or not, you require any reflection. Original face doesn't require any reflection, you know that you have. Similarly, I, the Atma, am Nirabhasaha, unknowable. It is not known, it is not objectifiable, unobjectifiable. So, I, the Atma, the consciousness, need not be illumined. Abhasa means illumination, illumining. Nirabhasa means I, the Atma, need not require any illumination. I need not be illumined by anything. Body has to be blessed by the consciousness. Mind has to be blessed by the consciousness. Consciousness has to be blessed by another consciousness. If you say consciousness is has to be blessed by another consciousness, anavastha dosha will come. That consciousness has to be blessed by another consciousness, that consciousness has to be blessed by another consciousness. Unending. Therefore, consciousness need not be illumined by any other consciousness because it is self-luminous. That is the meaning of nirabhasaha. Nirvikalpaha. Vikalpaha means divisionless. Aham Brahma nirvikalpaha asmi, nirabhasaha asmi. Therefore remember, I am blessing this jada shariram. I think the consciousness principle lending the sentiency to the inert body. I the consciousness principle lending the sentiency to the inert mind. I need not require any sentiency from outside. I am intrinsically sentient. Care of my bookmarker. I am naturally sentient consciousness principle. That is why I use the word naturally. எனக்கு ரொம்ப பிடிக்கும் அந்த being. Do you like it or not? It's very nice. It came just like that in the mind because of Shastra Mata blessing. Being means what? Naturally. M stands for naturally sentient. Body is not naturally sentient. Mind is not naturally sentient. I am, the consciousness is naturally sentient. Therefore, who am I? Nirabhasaha aham asmi. Not only that, aham nirvikalpaha, divisionless. Body has got so many divisions. Mind has got so many divisions. I am making emotional division. Lot of emotions shows mind has got morning one type of mind, afternoon one type of mind, evening so-so mind, sometimes out of mind, set up mind, upset mind. But I, the Atma, am nishkalaha, divisionless, free from divisions. Nirvikalpaha, vikalpa rahitaha. Aham atataha, aham Brahma, is all pervading. Akataha means tanu dhatu, tanoti. I am all pervading. I am all pervading plus all pervading. I am in everybody. I am in every body. I am in everybody. I am in every body. I am in everybody means human beings. Okay. I am in every body means 84 lakhs of species. Shouldn't difference, small difference. I am in everybody means I am in every human being. கொஞ்சம் ரெஸ்பெக்ட் கொடுக்கணும் இல்லையோ? Therefore, I am in every body. I am in everybody means I am in every human being. I am in every body means I am in 84 lakhs of species. In the form of ahankara or aham? Aham brahmasmi. Atma chaitanya rupena sat chit rupena. That is why ananda rupena also. இந்த பூனை, சின்ன பூனை, குட்டி பூனை, அந்த அம்மா பூனை கூட விளையாடும். ஆனந்தம், பிரதிபிம்ப ஆனந்தா. ஐ ரெட் ஒன் ஆர்டிக்கல். ஜெனரலி பீப்புள் வென் சி த கேட், அபசகுனம்னு சொல்லுவான். தே கன்சிடர் இட் ஆஸ் அபசகுனம். த ஆர்டிக்கல் இஸ் வெரி குட் ஆர்டிக்கல். இட் சேஸ் கேட் இஸ் தட் இஃப் யூ லுக் அட் த கேட் இட் இஸ் very good for your health. The article writes, the author writes, if you look at the cat, it is good for your health. He explains how it is good. Cat is that which is neither calm nor active. It is calm plus active. Very active, very sensitive, very alert, and very, very observing cat. At the same time, sit quietly, very calm. And its activities are also so unique activities. It is very brilliant, actually. It is very brilliant and it is very soft in its calm when it sits. And you see its movements and you see its eyes observation. It is good for your health. That is why it is taken as a pet. The cat as a pet, it is good for human emotions. Okay, it is a side point. Why I want to say is in everybody, in every body, enna vandhadhu idella. Okay, atataha sa na aham asadrupaha dehaha asmi. Dehaha amayaha, dehaha aabhasa sahitaha, dehaha vikalpaha. Deha na atataha. Deha is not all pervading. Deha is not having, it is not division free. It is having parts. Similarly, deha means reflected consciousness. And deha is not free from disease. Whereas I, the original consciousness, I am free from disease. What a nature. See? This is my glory. All these words are my first line. Each first line talking about whom? Me only. Therefore, aham. Aham nirakaraha. Aham nishkalaha. Aham satchidananda lakshanaha. Shantaha. Samaha. Aham asmi. Aham asmi. All the time when I see, not mirror. When I look at myself, original nature, see, Shastra, if we study, how good health comes, you know. Good health, if you want, if you study Shastra itself, it gives good health. You need not do anything, just listen to Shastra. Even close your eyes also, listen, nothing wrong. You need not have book also, you get good health. Blood pressure comes down. Okay, that much, because Shastra is glorifying you, praising you. It is telling that you are limitless. You are all pervading. I am thinking only, I am all pervading, I am not going to this country, that country. Shastra says, you need not go anywhere, you are already there. Evlo nimmadi paarunga. Paisa selavillamale. You need not a single pine, you can claim that I am all pervading. I am only there in everyone. All glories are my glories. I am manifesting in everything in the form of that glories. Every glory is my glory. You can never get all glories in through one body. You can never get all knowledge through one intellect. So all intellects are my intellect. All bodies are my bodies. All foods are my foods. All cars are my cars. All houses are my houses. What not? Everything is mine. My vibhuti. Kada illai. Nizam. This is truth. This is truth. It's not just a false statement. This is the fact statement. You have to claim that. Nirguno nishkriyo nityaham. Nityamuktohamachyutaham. Naham deho hyasadrupaham. Jnanamityuchyate budhaihim. Aham brahma nirgunaha. I am free from all attributes. Sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna, all other attributes, small, tall, short, fat, all these attributes are not there in me. I am nirgunaha. I am different from all attributes, the law number one. So all known attributes belongs to that object only. I am the knower of all attributes of all objects. I am the knower of, this is the second law, the knower of attributes do not have any attributes. The knower of attributes understand the attributes belongs to the known object. The knower of attributes recognize free from, I am free from attributes. Nirgunaha. I am the knower of all gunas of each and every object. The knower of attributes is free from attributes. Therefore I am nirgunaha. This is the logic. Whatever I know, it has got attribute. Without attribute, I can never know any object. It must have some short or long or height, color, all the attributes must be there. Without attributes, I can never know any object. Therefore, whatever I know, it has got attributes. So, the attributes belong to the known object, but the knower, I am free from attributes. Aprameyaha ityarthaha. I am free from attributes, therefore I am not knowable. I am not knowable because I am attribute free. Nirgunaha. Nishkriyaha. I am not doing any activity really. Body does umpteen activities, mind also does silently. Thinking is also activity. But I, the Atma, am nishkriyaha, actionless. Akarmanya karmaya paschet akarmanicha karmayaha. So buddhiman, that's why wise. Jnanam ityarthaha. Nishkriyaha. Nityaha, I am eternal. I am eternal means here I am beyond time, I am beyond space, I am beyond object. Nityaha means kala aparichinnaha, desha aparichinnaha, vastu aparichinnaha. No object can limit me. There is no second thing. Real second entity is not there to limit me. Therefore, there is no second object to limit me really. All objects are only mithya abhasam. Therefore, I am nityaha. the time carpet is in me. Time carpet, if you move the time carpet, everyone moves. The time is in me, the consciousness. That is why when you go to sleep, you forget the time. There is no time. To know the time again, you have to put alarm. Isn't it? You want to wake up, you have to put alarm. Once he goes to sleep, no time, no place. Desha parichinnam also there. Vastu paricheda also not there. But I am there or not? There is a time where there is no time, there is no place, there is no object. What is that? Sleep. If you go to sleep, no time, no space, no vastu. I am there. That is why when you put alarm, then only you come to know the time. If you know the time, you can wake up, no? You don't know the time in sleep, that's why you put alarm and you wake up. After waking up, immediately what do? You look at the time. You look at the clock. The time has come. Then where are you? Space comes. All comes in time. Again, object, object, vastus comes. Nishkriyaha, nitya, muktaha, I am ever liberated. I need not become, I need not be liberated. Nitya muktaha. My mukta swarupam is siddha swarupam. I am siddhaha. Nitya muktaha means what? Moksha is siddha vastu. It is not a sadhyam. When I am liberated? On April 1st. I need not be liberated. I am ever liberated. Nitya muktaha aham achyutaha. I never fall from Paramatma status to Jivatma status. I never fell from Paramatma status to Jivatma status. I am always achyutaha. Chuti means fall. I don't have that falling down from Paramatma status to Jivatma. Achyutaha. This is one of the name in Vishnu Sahasranama. Achyutaha means Bhagavan's name is Achyutaha because the only reliable one. You cannot rely upon Bhagavan. Bhagavan never fail in blessing you. Achyutaha. Never fail in blessing the bhaktas. That's Achyutaha. Second line is same. I'll read the next sloka also. Nirmalo nischalo nantaha. Shuddhohamajaro maraha. Naham deho hyasadrupaha. Jnanam ichyuchyate budhaihi. Ichyuchyate. I am pure, nirmalaha. Deha is not pure, mind is not pure, body is not pure. Aham brahma nirmalaha. Free from even ajnana. Malam, ajnana itself is a malam. In me, the consciousness, there is no ajnana. Isn't it? I am the illuminator of ajnana. Nirmalaha. Nischalaha, chalana rahitaha. Why? Atataha. Since I am all pervading, I cannot move. I need not move. Isn't it? Therefore, nischalaha. Anantaha, I am infinite principle. In being, I, that I you have to take here. Being, I is called anantaha, infinite. Shuddhaha, nirmalaha itself is pure. Again, shuddhaha, why? Very small difference. You can see. Suddhaha. Aham ajaraha amaraha. I am immortal. I am never aging. Body is aging. I am ageless, non-aging atma. Ajaraha. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.